The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hi, it's Rachel Fisher from the Hollywood Crime Scene Podcast, and I'm here to talk to you about Shudder. Shudder is the ultimate streaming service for fans of horror, thrillers, and the supernatural. Shudder offers an unbeatable selection from Hollywood favorites like Halloween and cult classics like one of my personal favorites, Chopping Mall, to original series like Creepshow and The Last Drive-In with Joe Bob Briggs. Check out critically acclaimed new genre films that you won't find anywhere else, all uncut and commercial free. If you're a horror fan like me or just looking for new content to stream, Shudder is a must-have subscription. Sign up and subscribe to Shudder.
Hey, y'all.
Hey. That was a little upbeat. Hey.
It's 1:09 a.m.
My computer's at 1:12.
We're delusional. Your computer's wrong as hell, Mike.
What you mean?
You okay?
What you mean is wrong? It's 1:12.
So this is... We planned with the idea of giving y'all another Memory Lane episode, but this may be your last...
It's the last Memory Lane episode.
Memory Lane episode before we come back on Sunday with a new episode, y'all.
And y'all...
Don't talk about it, because you're going to beef it up.
Okay, that's fair.
And they're going to be like, oh, these niggas just poor. Like, that ain't...
So you just want, we're going to just drop it. We're going to just treat it like lemonade. It's just going to happen.
Yeah. So y'all get on the third.
Okay.
We've already had the production meeting though. But anyway, this is episode 35, Memory Lane, Jealous Much. And I chose this episode, one, because it was a good one. Y'all loved it. And
all our episodes are good.
I mean, it was a popular one when we dropped it.
All our episodes are popular when we drop them.
Can you stop?
Okay. I'm sorry. Yes.
Doing that to me?
Yes, ma'am. I apologize.
And
new year, new me.
Our cousin like brought up us doing one, another one for when Drew gets here, because things
talking
will change.
About the jealousy. Dynamics of jealousy, yeah. Between us and a baby,
our family, yeah, and like how that may impact us and all that. So
it might.
So it's just on my mind, and I was on a good episode, and what?
Nothing. I thought I was stepping on Groot. That was your foot.
Okay. Yeah, and yeah. So we're back on the third, y'all. With a new episode, back to the same business, and
you can expect your regularly programmed foolishness. What is?
Yeah.
How do we refer to it? It's very reminiscent of our first five episodes.
I think so. At least the production meeting was. We just cackled the whole way through.
Like, yeah, good time.
We can't wait to tell y'all. So anyway,
I can wait.
Like the past Memory Lane episodes, we do have an intro for this
before we get into it.
Yeah. And we recently watched the Fyre Festival documentary.
The Greatest Party That Never Happened.
On Netflix. We haven't seen the Hulu one yet.
No.
We saw the Netflix one twice. One with y'all if y'all followed us on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And then the next day, I watched the first part because I missed it. And then ended up watching the rest of the thing to get all over again.
It is the greatest piece of cinematic genius of our generation.
I mean, it was really nice to feel normal, to watch TV together.
It was.
To cry laughing. I mean, it wasn't funny. It was incredibly, like, fucked up.
It was painful. But it was, oh man, it was a good.
But Netflix did good.
It was a good watch.
It was a good documentary.
Anybody out there who has not watched it, the entire first 5 minutes of what we are recording right now is only talking about that. And I don't want to spoil it for you. So please go watch it.
Yeah.
But we about to talk about this shit.
So we're going to just say really briefly three things we took from the documentary. And then we're going to start this episode for y'all. This old episode.
Now, some of these things we kind of have a difference in opinion on. But we'll talk about that for half a second too.
Yeah.
Go ahead, baby.
So.
Number one.
Billy's evil. Billy McFarlane is the person who... William McFarlane.
Okay.
Fyre. What's his fucking name? Anyway.
Yeah, it's Will.
But he goes by Billy. He was the creator of the... Like, he owns, like, the Fyre company. It was his idea to do the Fyre Festival. And my consensus from the moment it started to the end was he is a evil person.
And mine was he is an absolute... genius. Not even a genius. Mike. Like, he
He's an evil genius. He's
the Einstein of, yeah, evil genius. We can go with that. That's perfectly fine. At the end of this, you're going to be like, damn, I want to be like Billy. You're going to wish that you... Yo, I wish I had Billy's confidence, Billy's ignorance.
His ability to completely lack compassion and empathy.
You're talking about the back end. I'm talking about the beginning. Billy the entrepreneur...
is an evil genius. And he hurt a lot of people. He fucked up a lot of people. Uh-huh. And I'm just like, this nigga is evil.
It's like watching both sides of Kanye. He started off really great. And then he still hold, like, he used his genius status to start something else. And he really thought that was going to carry him through to the end. And now you just look at him like, something's wrong with him.
So.
I like Billy.
No, you didn't. Did you really
like
him?
In the beginning, I did.
Did you?
He just got a different level of privilege that we'll never understand.
It was just really, he was horrible. So watch the documentary, y'all, and you give us your input.
Number two. My point. Mm-hmm. Everybody needs to get an Andy.
So an Andy was he the, what was he the?
I don't even fucking, Andy was like, Andy's, he was supposed to be basically like the Billy Whisperer. He was called in for no particular like position. But to like be like a voice of reason or somebody that would lend Billy his ear, like when he needed help.
Yeah.
Essentially a consultant, but like he wasn't paid. I don't think so. Andy, you may have seen some memes of a guy and some water.
Evian, right? And how you pronounce it? And we don't drink that water.
So part of this is what was shared in the story we put on Instagram, but. Andy was really out here about to take one for the team, y'all. And everybody needs somebody that's down for them like Andy that. Is, man.
But I don't know if that's healthy. Like, I don't think that it was healthy that he was willing to do that and that Billy knew that. And you,
there were so many problems with all of this.
Like, I think that's also, like, illegal in a lot of ways. Probably a form of sexual harassment. Like, hey.
It's a form of bribery. Bribery.
And, like, it's a...
And it was a government official, wasn't it? It was a customs dude.
Yes. Yeah. Like, you know, like, I feel like there's something also, like, illegal and very wrong there. Which
but it's
brings
also
kind
of fucked up to ask your gay friend, like, hey, can you go take care of this for us? Because we need you to take one for the team.
And that's was. But Mikey believes that everyone should get you an Andy. And, yeah. Number three. These jobs ain't loyal, y'all.
They're not.
We are not doing this in 2019.
So what do you mean by that?
We ain't doing free labor. We ain't doing these bosses lying to us, paying us.
That's for
shit.
Real. Okay, so in the documentary specifically, yes. Andy ended up basically fucking over all his employees.
No, Billy.
Billy ended up fucking over all his employees. And they all had to be fired, but they couldn't be fired. And he wasn't going to lay them off so that they could get benefits.
Because he couldn't afford to give benefits.
So basically he told them, hey, your job no longer exists.
But I'm not firing
you. And there won't be
any
payroll, but I'm not firing you. Do with that what you will.
Which means I have to quit because I'm not getting paid, but I also will never get severance. I can't apply for unemployment benefits.
Because you quit.
Because you quit.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just laying me off, which is what an employee said. So like instead of laying us off so we can get benefits.
He just said the job ain't paying no more.
It's officially like not a job anymore. And y'all, like, we see that with this government shutdown, people being forced to come in to work for 35 days without pay.
Mm-hmm.
These jobs, like, they do not care. We got to get our own shit.
You do.
Because things like this will happen, and what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
And more recently, like, the government has reopened, but now everybody know they got a 3-week deadline until the next fuck up. Like,
right.
There are no guarantees in this shit, y'all.
Nope.
And you have to take care of ourselves. You really do.
Because these jobs and Billy, they gonna take care of themselves. So
it's mad Billies out there.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so many. Billy ain't the only Billy. That's another reason why I laugh at this shit. Like, everybody probably worked for somebody Billy.
I did. My former boss is one.
She was a Billy?
Mm-hmm.
I could see that.
She was.
Damn, was my former? Let me not say nothing. They may work.
You work with a lot of Billies.
Currently. Yeah.
And your last job.
And previously.
And the last job. There's a pattern that we about to break. We breaking generational professional curses in 2019.
That's what's up. Hashtag no billies.
But yeah. So y'all, we really do recommend the documentary. We wanted to talk about it briefly before this.
All right. Any single people out there, you looking for something to watch that's going to entertain you, watch this damn documentary. I'm not playing.
We haven't seen the Hulu one.
And a couple, if you are in a relationship right now, you listen to this, married, I don't give a fuck, like, watch this documentary. Y'all will laugh together. You'll be shocked together. You will cry together from tears.
It was
everything.
It had everything.
It had everything.
I just feel really bad for the people who were negatively impacted by...
Let's be specific. I feel bad for the employees
and the Bahamians
who were negatively impacted. And the people in the Bahamas who were natives there who were affected by this. I do not feel bad for any of the concert goers. I'm just not that guy. Because if you had tens of thousands to spend on this shit...
800,000. I mean... As an added point, Ja Rule is also like a toad.
Man, look.
I can't.
Ain't nothing wrong with Ja. Jeffrey Atkins ain't never did nothing to nobody. Yes. 50 Cent told you his name a long time ago.
50 Cent told us a lot. But anyway, that is our intro, y'all. We hope that you enjoy this Memory Lane episode. We will see y'all again on Sunday.
New episode Sunday.
With new content and a lot more to say.
It's going to be a good one.
It's gonna be something.
All right, y'all. Let's get into this episode.
We hope you enjoy.
Now check it out. Now look, the apple don't fall far from trees, right? I'm in the land of milk and honey with the bees, like. And if I'm ripping it, what I'm so what with my seeds, like. Now check it out. I've been a father since I was a toddler. I would teach a mother father how to reach.
Hey.
Hey.
Welcome to episode 19.
Yes.
Jealous much?
Jealous much?
This should be an interesting conversation. The wife decided she wanted to share a time that she and she alone was jealous. And,
that's not true.
Because I don't get jealous, you know.
Oh.
I'm a man.
We had a really interesting production meeting about this episode, and I hope that it translates.
It'll do something.
Over. Yeah.
But before we get into it, Randy is going to share some listener feedback that we got.
Yeah.
And, of course, a new voicemail, because y'all have actually been using it. And we love some of the things we've been hearing.
Yep. So we got this listener feedback through our contact form on our website. Someone actually went to the website, y'all.
And filled out the form?
And sent us an email through the contact form.
Oh.
Because we have that.
So we have white listeners.
No, just...
Go ahead, go ahead.
I can't stand you. So her name is Bianca.
Never mind.
She said she found us on iTunes. And she said, I just discovered your podcast last week, but I've already gotten through several episodes and love it. From the first listen, I could tell that you two were awesome. And now that I'm on the site, I see why. We're all from Atlanta. My husband and I grew up in Jonesboro, now living in Los Angeles. The two of you are very relatable. My husband and I have also been together for 10 years, two of which are married years. I've been on a hard search for finding black married millennials, so it was refreshing to find your podcast. Episode 18 on what we love about marriage was beautiful. Keep up the good work. Hopefully, one day all of us black married millennials can get together for a big meetup.
That's what's up.
That's nice.
I really appreciate that, Bianca.
Thank you.
So
and I responded back for both of us. That's just to let her know
that
we got it.
You said good back?
Yeah.
Good. Well, that being said, we got to address some things in her message.
What?
Now, Bianca, it's all love, but you said that you were from Atlanta.
Mikey.
But it said Jonesboro.
Dark.
It's okay. She from here. She get the joke. Jonesboro, my love, ain't really. You like dudes from Latone, you'd be like, yeah, I'm from East LA. No.
Mikey. Y'all, Mikey has some prejudice against. Against.
If you ain't really grow up where I'm from, really you don't get to claim Atlanta if you from. That's not how it is. It's cool though. It's not you though, Bianca. I appreciate you for listening. I really.
Thank you so much.
I'd like to meet them.
Yeah, we should have a meetup, but we're not special enough. We probably have.
We're gonna have a meetup, but we want it to be more than three people that meet.
Right.
So, as we grow,
we will have a meetup,
and you'll be one of the first ones there. So, without any further ado,
we do have a
let's go ahead and get to this voicemail.
We hope you enjoy.
Hey, Mikey and Randy, this is Jill, Mikey's sister. So, in a nutshell, what I had to unlearn about marriage is the whole wife has to cook, you have to clean, you have to be home. Why aren't you having babies? How old are you right now? You should have a kid. I'm just glad that we just did away with all of those, that old way of thinking of what marriage is supposed to be, this whole cookie cutter thing. And I'm just glad that we did away with that and we chose to make it our own. I'm never home to cook. I'm busy as hell. Like, I got a promotion at work, so I'm always at work till like 7 o'clock sometimes. I'm never home to cook. I'm never home to clean. Right now, my laundry basket is overflowing all over the floor. The chair in our room has clothes all over it. I haven't done laundry. I'm just busy. And, you know, at first, the wife used to be upset, but now he understands, like, at this point in my life, I'm super career driven. I'm just focused. Sometimes I feel bad, like, damn, Jill, you're being a bad wife. The bed isn't made up. You have clothes everywhere. You're not washing the dishes. I would put 2 plates in the dishwasher. I'm just always on the go, 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 go. So I'm just happy, you know, that this conversation is being had. I love you guys' podcast. I listen to it all the time. If I forget something, I go back and I listen to it again. Love you guys. Bye, bye, bye. I don't want this thing to cut me off again.
Hey.
Hey, y'all.
That was my big sis.
Thank you, Jill.
I love Jill.
Jill, you give some of the best feedback.
You really do.
We was cracking up at you.
First thing, what were we addressing?
One, thanks.
Yeah, thank you for leaving the message. We appreciate it.
Yeah, about one of our episodes. And also, we get it. I definitely get it. Mikey.
Before we jump into that, congratulations on the promotion, yes. Sis. You just kind of skimmed over that. That's a big deal.
It is a big deal.
Good work. And I guess it makes the rest of the stuff make sense.
Yeah. I mean, of course, you don't have time.
Man, look, marriage, like life, is messy. Mm-hmm. And your marriage and your life and your home will reflect what's going on in those other things. Man, look. I'm looking at a pile of clothes right now that we were supposed to donate.
We were.
I'm looking at clothes. It's okay.
Wait, don't give that dress away, though. Why is that in here? Okay, anyway.
What else do we want to address from that?
Old-fashioned thinking.
Man, all right, we're West Indian.
It's
a way of being raised, the culture, the people we're around. They just think of things like how they thought of things back home and growing up, how they grew up, your marriage is not going to reflect how shit was 50 years ago. It just won't.
And then they weren't even happy. I saw this tweet and it was like, you find out all these years later that your parents, your grandparents, like, girl, don't do it. I was miserable for 25 years. I'm serious. So you're choosing not to be miserable. And I'm happy that Dwight is understanding.
Yeah.
And like, y'all are like doing it. Doing
because
what you want
need
in your
help.
Marriage.
Yeah, your marriage is a partnership. Yeah. It is. And your partner got to pick up your slack sometimes. It's like you got to do stuff with your partner is in need.
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't got the energy to do stuff. Randy will jump in there. This sometimes Randy don't have energy to do stuff. I jump in there. But
and I really appreciate you.
And I love you. I will always jump in there.
But yeah. Thank you, Jill.
Thank you, Jill.
We really appreciate it. All right.
All right. Let's get petty. Welcome to episode 19 of the Black Millennial Marriage Podcast. We are your hosts. I am Mikey.
And I'm Randy.
And this is Jealous Much.
Yep.
In this episode, we are going to share a few things. That's notes from last time. In this episode.
You didn't erase the notes.
Leave me alone. Okay. In this episode, we're going to talk about our definition of jealousy.
Oh my God.
What we think is jealous and what we think about jealousy, like. Some healthy and unhealthy ways people express their jealousy.
Yeah.
A couple of experiences we had before and after marriage.
Yes. And yeah. That's about it. This production video, we actually probably should have been recording it.
We should have.
And that would have been an episode.
Oh, but nah, still fresh. I will have similar responses. Except now I'm on the mic. I have to be a little bit more polished than the meeting.
Yeah, he went on one of his Mikey lectures.
Whenever y'all hear these small pauses, just know that it's because Randy is blinking very slowly at
me. I'm not.
Like she wants to kill me.
I'm actually just trying to burp away from the mic.
Gotcha. Anybody tell you to drink ginger ale right now?
So, first, before that, though, babe.
Yes, before we get into that. Thank you, co-host.
You're welcome. Because this is Mikey's
episode,
y'all.
Our love story
y'all.
Will be presented by my love story, Randy.
So, boy, that's just...
You made me corny.
You know, you were corny before.
I was not.
You. So I got this been smooth. Post. this. That's so funny, this post. I got this love story from Washington Post. Remember the last episode I did my love story and I was like, Mama, tell me about this love story. And she forgot to send it, so I found it myself.
Yes.
I found the wrong love story. She actually sent me the love story she meant.
I quit.
And
I quit. This is Mikey storming out of the studio.
And so I'm reading headphones that one now. Off. So that one was actually my love story that I found all I on my own. And this one is the one she actually meant for me.
Got you.
To read.
Wait, was that the one that was like extremely sad?
We're gonna have to edit so
it's
much.
Okay. It's okay. No, it's good. Come on.
I think
it was just
sad.
A normal sad Randy one, no, or was it extremely sad Randy?
It's like one? there's a happy ending.
Oh, well, let's hear it. They died in their sleep instead of in plane crashes or fires.
So the Washington Post
got you
titled this love story as two memorists wrote bestsellers about their final days. Then their spouses fell in love. So Paul Kalanithi, I really hope I said his name right, but
probably not.
I hope I didn't butcher it. I tried to watch some videos to see how he pronounces it, but he never actually said his name in any of them, you know. Because why would he? Why would he say his name?
Why would he?
So he wrote about his final days when he faced lung cancer at 37 in his book, When Breath Becomes Air. It was published in 2016 after his death and was commercially successful and was critically acclaimed. Nina Riggs also wrote a memoir at 39 as she faced breast cancer, and it was published in 2017 after her death and also met the same success as Paul's.
So he passed what year?
2016.
And she passed 2017.
Well, the books were published after they died. I don't know what year. Okay. Maybe it was the same. So the two books were mentioned multiple times together in reviews and conversations because they were essentially like, you know, similar. The same. Yeah. And then the author's spouses ended up together. So Lucy Kalanithi said, I'm still surprised by how ridiculous it is and how natural it is at the same time. John, who was Nina's husband, agreed and said everything seemed almost bizarrely to fit. It was kind of stunning. So the story goes like this. In her final days, Nina was worried about how her husband would be after she died. And so she told him to reach out to Lucy, the wife of the members who died of lung cancer, because she wouldn't know what to do. Because she also had to deal with the author.
Gotcha.
Who, yes. So actually, Lucy and Nina had actually become friends after Lucy reached out to Nina after she wrote this whole separate piece for the New York Times. And so after his wife's death, he was a wreck. So he took her advice because he didn't know what else to do. And
he
so,
was a wreck?
A wreck. Like okay. He was, you know, really down.
Gotcha. Pause it.
Mom, you got your barking from Groot.
No. Well, just let's get going.
Okay. So he took her advice and wrote to Lucy and asked her, in her words, obscenely vulnerable questions. Like, how do I write a eulogy? How do I sleep through the night? How do I not go insane? Lucy wrote back and told him to start with the eulogy and take a chill pill about the rest. Over the next few months, he said Lucy became John's lifeline. And Lucy said he helped her realize how far she had come in the 2 years since her husband's death. They emailed a lot, flirted, they gossiped about the private Facebook group called Hot Young Widows Club.
What?
They also shared.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Is that like, it's a private Facebook. Look it up?
No, I mean, it's private. I wouldn't want to do that and speak a bad omen over my life and then tomorrow you're dead.
Got you.
So they also shared poetry. At the time, they never spoken and had an email only rule. Seeing each other finally was intense. There were two dinner dates and a lot of chemistry. Their relationship blossomed, but was a secret, except from John's two children, who are 10 and 8, and Lucy's 3-year-old daughter. Nina's publisher later arranged a dual publicity tour for the books for both of them to go on. And they were nervous about it, but it's going to be fine. They have a long-distance relationship. I don't know where Lucy lives, but I know that John lives in California.
Like, they presently have a long-distance relationship.
Yes, well, when this article was published.
Got you.
Lucy and John both recognize the lingering pain and challenges they face. John says, I plan to spend my entire life with Nina. I was 100% happy doing that. Having a second relationship is a tragedy, but he's grateful for Lucy and happy his wife more or less set them up. And so their families all know now about it. And
okay.
They are currently looking for a place to stay in the middle of the states they live in that are perfect for the kids. And they both still wear their own wedding rings. And, you know, they're just grieving it out together.
That's different.
But while Mama did send this love story, and it's a good one, I thought it matched the theme of our production meeting.
In what way?
Well, when we get into it, I'll talk about how it matched the theme of our production meeting.
It was a good story. You seem to have this theme of stories that involve somebody dying and then falling in love again.
Well, the only reason that this is a theme for me is because I thought I had read the love story Mama told me to in the first place. I would have never read that
one. This ain't the first story or
second one.
Or third when you mentioned somebody dying first and then finding love. I'm just saying. You trying to kill me off?
What was the three, babe?
The airplane people.
They didn't find love.
Oh, they were in love before they died.
Yes.
Okay. Death and love are general themes.
That's why it's a love story. You know what?
That's all right. That was a good story.
Thank you.
I liked it.
I did too. It was actually a really long article.
That's really weird.
And I had to paraphrase.
You did good though.
Thank you.
I liked it. All right.
Thank you.
Love after death.
Yeah.
You think you'll love somebody after me?
Babe, we are dying together. You think I'm playing. Right. You think I'm crazy.
Go with that crazy shit.
But I'm not playing.
Yeah, all right. Well, let's get into our main topic.
Okay.
Jealousy.
Yep. Good old-fashioned, unhealthy-ass jealousy.
Wait. All right. So, share, Randy. What is jealousy to you?
I really wish I would have looked this up. I guess jealousy is being, affected by... I don't know.
Being negatively affected by something on an
emotional
level?
Yeah, negatively affected, thank you, by your partner.
Okay.
Spouse or your person on a emotional level
in terms of relationship.
Yes, when it concerns relationships. Gotcha. Or anybody, you can be jealous of your friend. Like Carmen thinks she got other best friends, but she really don't. But you know,
I love it when you take the time to show people how nuts you are
when it concerns how they may interact with other people.
Okay,
so a negative reaction, negative emotional reaction to your partner, spouse, person when it concerns. Like, when it concerns how they interact with other people.
I would say the same thing, except I would add unhealthy in there somewhere. An unhealthy negative reaction to
yes,
something.
That's probably irrational.
Yes.
And, mainly irrational.
So that's our definition.
Yes.
Please share what y'all definitions of jealousy are before we get into this. A little bit of backstory. So we were thinking of topics.
To talk about and, like, how couples, like, what are couples... affected by? What are we affected by?
And jealousy is on the list of things that couples go through.
Right. In relationships.
Now, how long have you been together, Randy?
10 years.
10 wonderfully long years.
Yes.
So naturally, there's some moments of like jealousy sprinkled in there, right?
Yeah.
Good. Let's get into it.
Okay.
What do we think about jealousy?
I think that my personal opinion is I think that people normalize jealousy like, oh, if you're jealous, that means you really love this person. I think that's whack.
Or that you care.
Yeah, it's like I hit you, I beat you because I love you.
Yeah,
like,
that's
in school,
toxic.
When you used to get your hair pulled by the nigga that was crazy, and it's like, oh, he got a crush on you. Why don't he just say that? Why he got a touch on me? And like,
because one of the things about jealousy is that you struggle to communicate when you're in that space.
This is true. But it still doesn't mean that I love
you. That he should beat on you.
Right. Or that you love somebody. There are other ways to be like, you know what? I love you.
Do you think that you only feel jealousy for someone that you'd love?
Yeah. Because like if it's nobody you love or like, then you don't really like what you... Well, no. No.
You jealous of people you don't like or love?
Or no. Maybe not. So like I like them, but I don't really know them.
Interesting. So give me an example.
What about you, babe?
What, me?
What
I think about it?
What do you think about the jealousy?
I think a little bit of jealousy is healthy.
Why?
I think that from time to time, it shows that you, like, care.
That doesn't make no sense.
It makes sense from the standpoint of...
You did not say this in a production meeting.
I didn't, but I'm thinking about it right now. A little bit of jealousy.
What does that mean?
It means you still have some type of, like, you still care a little bit.
You can't care without jealousy?
You can, but you also can if there is some. For instance...
Oh, God.
If we in a grocery store, right? Mm-hmm. And you know how the old ladies at the register love me. Yes. If it didn't bother you at all that they was like hitting on me, you know, I feel some type of way. Like,
but
you're not afraid these old ladies gonna take me.
Maybe they swiped that Kroger Plus card twice. I don't care. They wanna flirt with you. They wanna tell you cute. They can tell you cute.
That's fair. And you just gonna be mad at me about it later.
babe, when have I ever been mad at you about some Kroger, somebody that's older than
that's
us?
That's because you're not jealous of anybody around me.
That's not true.
Huh. Well, give me an example of...
Dude.
I honestly, I don't see anything wrong with it if it's displayed a certain way. Like,
okay.
If, it, like, jealousy to the level of, like, harming somebody is a little different. Like, you spend too much time with your coworker, so now I'm, like, texting and threatening them. Or, like, flattening tires or...
That's abuse.
That's, yeah, like, that's extreme. But, like, like, why, like, wanting you to, like, do stuff for me that you do for other people, which is what we're going to talk about in a second. Like, why... Like, small jealousy. All right, let's just get into it.
There's a spectrum of jealousy is what you're saying.
That, yes.
And you're saying that the lower end of the spectrum is not a problem.
I am saying that, yes.
And I'm saying the lower end of the spectrum, or even the spectrum, is, like, it. What it's what happens. But yeah. I don't always agree with the fact that people normalize it to be like, oh, that means you care.
So you don't think a little bit of jealousy is normal?
No, I do. I think it's normal, but I don't think that means you should be like, just because you can be normal, I mean, can be jealous, I mean, you should.
Yes.
Is where I'm coming
from. So I think things higher on the spectrum, which is what you sound like you're saying, are bad and should not be made to seem like they are not bad.
Because that's towards like the irrational level. Or it may be some insecurity that you need to talk about, which we also talk about.
Yeah, but you know, counseling.
You know, everybody not there, and we have yet to do couples counseling since premarital counseling. So
that's
because, like,
we're perfect.
That's not true at all. We just haven't prioritized preventative measures.
Yo, this shit cost. Anyway, all right. Our experience of jealousy before marriage.
Yeah, so that's why I brought up my love story being part of the theme.
Okay.
Because I am convinced, and I brought this up at the production meeting,
mm-hmm.
that when I die, if I die before Mikey and we are still in our prime,
okay.
and in like marriageable years
uh-huh.
where people will still want us, you will end up with a mutual friend quick, fast, and in a hurry. And you think it's funny.
I think that's crazy.
Why do you think it's crazy?
Because she don't want me.
You don't know that.
I do know that.
You don't.
I do. Don't
Y'all have really
you.
Great chemistry, and I love it too.
Okay.
But still, I think as soon as I go, you take that life insurance policy and go and have another wedding. And see, this is before marriage. That's how I always felt. I was like, he just need me out the picture.
And
he just need me out the picture, and this is where he will move.
Got you.
But Mikey had a counter during a production meeting.
So this is an example of jealousy towards that person.
Before, yeah.
Before, okay.
Only because of y'all relationship. It's really nice. Like y'all look cute together.
Okay. So that's
and you just
you
look
set
like
me up with if you find out
see, everybody's always surprised that Mike ended up with me anyway. Not just because of who he was, but mainly because I'm dark skinned.
I love dark skinned women.
I know that, but yeah. Mikey looks like the type of dude to end up with a brown girl.
I like
Hispanic
them too.
Girl.
I love them too.
I know you do, you nut. And everybody was like, oh, that's your wife. We thought she'd be lighter. We thought she'd be. And this person is who he would end up with if he was in an alternate universe.
That's true.
It's true.
Yeah, that's true. But that's alternate universe. We speaking right now. And I think to be jealous of a hypothetical is insane.
That's why I said it's not good.
So why? What made you jealous of this person? Or what made you feel this? Like, think
I told you, just seeing y'all together when we were younger and being like, oh, like it looked like how we looked together. Not just like in terms of like being cute together, but just like just the closeness. You seem to really vibe naturally, like how we do. I feel like. And
those are the things that evoke jealousy in you. Like
yes.
seeing me close with someone else.
In the way that I feel like mirrors how we are.
So why you turned up on me earlier when we was talking about it? Because that's exactly what I was saying.
But that didn't make no sense. All
right.
But
we
have not
a friend.
Done. What was your counter, though? Are you going to tell everybody what you said in the production meeting?
Oh.
Because this ties into my theme about the love story.
I think that it's interesting to like have these thoughts and opinions of what it could be like. But what it is people have seen me loving you the way I love you for years. And that's going to be something that's very hard to live up to after you're gone. Now, the story you just said earlier about the two people that lost somebody and they still have their rings from the other person.
Yeah.
Like, that's something that they're going to live with forever. And there's a level of closeness that the two of them will never reach just because they're not the original person that they fell in love with. Even if somebody was to come after you, I'm not going to tell them shit.
Mike.
I ain't bonding with nobody after you.
You can't revert.
Why the fuck not?
Mike.
I'm not about to get close again. You know how long it took me to get there with you?
I know.
And even though I'm a much more mature person now and I'm better at expressing myself, like, I don't want to... talk about my past and the hurtful experiences that my mom, you know, like, Mike, like I don't want to talk about like how my dad leaving affected me. And no, it'll be surface level conversations and sex. That's it. That's it.
I can't stand
you. I'm serious. How was your day? All right, bend over.
Mikey.
And that's it.
Well, not with this person.
What you mean? Anyway. So when that we were
was
younger.
That, yeah, that was my one instance of being consistently like jealous. Yeah. And I didn't really have a, like, I didn't really, like you, like we talked about, it's not rash. I didn't really have a reason. I really liked her too.
That's fair. We're really close.
And still do. Yeah. Like, it's not like, you know, but you know, still.
You think that's who I would have married if I ain't marry you?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
I do. And you already admitted that.
I wonder if she's going to hear this. Yeah, I just saw her recently.
I know.
This is funny. All right. When we were younger, we had a friend, and I'm going to mention him because he'll be all right. Jeff.
We still have this friend.
Yeah.
We talk about
Jeff
him all the time.
Jeff was my groomsman at my wedding. Jeff is somebody who I was very, very close to. I was jealous of y'all relationship. I was like, why do you have another friend that you got to go talk to somewhere?
What?
Normally, we the ones that like dip off and like go speak somewhere. What y'all got to talk about that you can't talk about with me and only me? Why must you converse with another man? Ever.
It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't.
Y'all, Jeff is about as gay as he is engaged.
He was bi at that time. And you know, you a little bi too. So it's, like, it's a lot of, I don't know where y'all might have took it. If that was exciting you, if the prospect of having that situation was like,
I cannot.
You can't tell me it wasn't a thought. Anyway,
quit.
I was like, nah, because I can't do that for you.
Get my headphones off.
I can't go there for you no matter how much I love you. It's not going to be me, you, and another dude. But he might could provide that. And anyway, I love him. I just didn't like the fact that you were also close to somebody else. Like, well, I'm supposed to be your only friend.
And I didn't go over how I got over mine. How'd you get over that?
I got over it by like, just accepting the fact that there's stuff that I have that you don't have with anybody else. Like, you don't have the same conversation with your girlfriend that you do with me. They don't do the stuff to you that I do to you. And, like, you just got to, like, look at your position. Like, in the hierarchy of your life, I'm at the top. I don't give a fuck. That's where I stand. That's my spot. Forever. Yeah. And vice versa. And you should be able to have friends.
I should.
Plus, I love him also. I love all your friends also. So, like, there's no need to be jealous.
It really is.
And now, I just be wanting you to, you know, have space.
And go hang. So, yeah. Because he'd be sick of me, y'all.
How'd you get over it? Did you get over it?
I did. I just know my truth. I know
that. I know my
I
truth.
I accepted that.
Oh, my God.
If I die before you.
I know my truth. You bring it back. I know my truth. All right.
If I die before you, that's what's going to happen. I just accepted it. I was like, oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
Well, let me take this time I got with him.
We're going to talk to her.
Take this time, but no, I just realized it was fucking crazy. Like, it was crazy. Like,
yeah,
and that maybe I'm a little crazy. But also, you know, just, I don't know. I just don't think that people, like, one, we don't belong to each other. Like, we do, but we don't. You know, I don't own you. You don't own me.
Do.
I trust you, you know, and I do. I sleep really well. I trust you with my life, you know.
All day.
And I don't got nothing to worry about. I just realized I didn't have nothing to worry about. And also that if I were to die, then that's okay. You're okay.
So once you've matured to that point.
No, I'm only giving you permission to marry a man, you know.
No, and okay. She's not a man. So there you go. Right. I can't even marry her.
But you would.
I'm not marrying anybody after you.
Okay.
In the hypothetical world that you pass first, I'm not getting married again. We've talked about this. Anybody
people
out there,
change
if you can understand
minds.
Where
look
I'm coming from.
Couple we just talked about. No. People change.
Me and whoever will live in sin. We'll raise whatever family exists. But ain't no ceremony, ain't no courthouse, ain't no. We saving all the money.
Look, you already making better decisions with this person. You already evolving.
I'm tired.
You already.
Look, I know my truth. All right. So you've matured and you've accepted that. And me. We've both matured and accepted that, like, I don't know. There's no reason to be jealous, ultimately,
right.
Because of the position we hold
right.
with each other. Has there been any instance of jealousy in marriage?
Well, I wouldn't say I've been jealous in marriage. I've definitely been triggered, though.
Ooh, triggered.
Triggered.
We use that word a lot in this house.
We do. Because we're always triggered. We're just triggered, traumatized individuals trying to make it work.
We are trauma-informed.
Trying to make it work.
What triggered you?
So as y'all heard, episode 2, Mikey needs to be out here. Put me through the ringer, y'all.
I did not put you through anything.
Until he had his 444 moment at the tender age of 22.
Which is half the time it took Jigga.
23. And
it's a special place in hell. People and like you. Good.
So part of the non-negotiables, like y'all heard, involve, you know, no financial cheating, no gift giving or taking.
Okay.
And Mikey would come home all of a sudden with these new accessories on his wrist.
All right, hold up. Before we get to that, by gift giving and taking, what type of gifts would you say I was receiving?
Anything from
before?
A woman.
Like, what was it?
He brought home some lighters.
I used to collect lighters.
Don't lie.
I did.
You collected lighters.
Yeah,
so
I collected Zippo lighters.
Two lighters. That X.
Before that. Anyway, okay, continue.
Jay-Z concert tickets. He went to the concert, uh-huh. Y'all. We was in college.
What
you
else?
Went.
I got stuff.
Gifts.
Papa got swag.
And I said, stop bringing that shit around me.
Yes.
That was sort of non-negotiable.
It was.
We got married. What the first thing he do?
What did I do?
He bring that shit around me. Where you get this bracelet from?
I took and take our non-negotiables very seriously.
Mm.
In this instance, I had a friend who is a full-blown lesbian.
Yes, but still.
Complete lesbian.
I don't.
Like, the most lesbianist
really
of lesbians,
was.
Lesbian.
Like, can't get more lesbian.
And we were close.
Yes.
We were friends.
Yeah.
And I thought it was perfect.
No.
Because ain't nothing happening here at all, ever.
I don't care. She's still a woman.
So she had
and
this bracelet.
And I made
bracelet,
it very clear.
And I took the bracelet because I liked the bracelet. I was like, oh, I'm going to keep this now.
And you gave it back.
Yeah. Because you weren't comfortable with it.
Because we already talked about, so trigger. That was a trigger. What was yes. another trigger? What was another trigger I said, maybe in a production meeting?
That's a good question.
Oh, Mikey be thinking about his female friends all day and then be like, I need
out
to
of
check
context.
In on them.
Okay. I know my truth.
I need to check in on them. Oh, all let right. me call them. See, I've been thinking about them all month. Well, if you think about them all month, when are you thinking about me?
What you mean, when am I thinking about
when
you?
When are you thinking
Who
about me?
Who do I
me?
Come home to?
I don't.
I think about you all day.
Hair.
In all of my
That's
actions, through all of my interactions the entire
you, you
day.
You can't do both.
So what I told Randy was, I was driving, right?
I don't care.
And I passed by a Dairy Queen. I'm thinking dairy, milk, queen, woman who's pregnant.
Oh, so
oh shit, I got a friend who's like pregnant who I haven't spoken
That's a
to
pregnant
in a while.
Queen?
Wonder what, no, Randy, see the shit you do? Word association. I thought of, oh, there's somebody who I haven't spoken to in a while. Oh, I was thinking about them before. Wonder what they're up to.
I've been thinking about them off and on for a year.
Yeah.
Let me talk to them.
I don't
And that
reach
triggered
out
me
or
because
talk
I
to
remember
anybody
being
but
a
you.
Freshman in college.
Uh-huh.
And Mikey called me because he was still dealing with this girl. What was you dealing with this girl? Someone in Philly. And you just wanted to go spend a night. You wanted to sleep on the floor. He
what
asked,
you
Mikey, you called and said, could you go out? You just want a road trip. You just want to go. Say, that's your friend.
Oh, yeah. That was, yeah. So, yeah.
Nigga, I knew all your shit. What you talking about? All I'm thinking about is chicken Philly.
I don't even remember this.
From 2000 and...
This sounds like a crazy request right here. I'm going to sit out of this. I'm going to let Mikey take this. Paul is going to step to the side.
So I've been triggered. But y'all be very proud of me. I communicated each time.
You did.
Like, you know what? I don't like it. I don't like it.
And I accepted that. Like, all right, cool.
But the problem is, y'all, I love all these people. Like, I'm...
Yeah.
Randy I didn't say I was perfect.
Randy only wants me to have her.
I don't.
And my siblings.
You
because I'm not
going
to have sex with them.
You be getting on my nerves.
I've
been
needing
you to go out and do stuff.
But I can't because you've severed all my ties.
And this is not
all of them. Yeah.
That is not true.
It's not completely true.
That's not true.
There's some truth.
Don't. It's not.
Yeah. Because, the thing is, I was close to a lot of women.
You close to a lot of exes.
I kept a lot of female company. Not all of them were exes.
Not in your brain.
What you mean?
You don't consider everybody you fucked an ex.
You said what?
You don't consider everybody you've ever fucked an ex.
No.
Exactly.
And anybody who's ever dated would say the same.
Anybody
just
ever fucked.
Just because we had sex don't mean
you was
my ex.
That list is long and all of a sudden you don't have no more girlfriends.
Right. I could count on one hand how many girlfriends I had. And any of the women I had sex with would be like, oh, yeah, nah, I ain't date that nigga.
I haven't
it
told
was
you
just...
cut any of them off.
What you mean?
I haven't told you cut any of them off.
No, it's implied. You don't like me hanging out. Or before, it was about like not being around women. Like, and I personally don't like putting myself in a situation like that. And there's no need for a man in a relationship like how mine is, you know, because of what I'm trying to like do in my life, to be hanging out all the time with like single
women. You mean by yourself?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I can't. So there's no relationship there.
But you do.
Except for random check-ins, which also is not because that bothers you. So what I do instead is I check in on my niggas from time to time. I reach out to the girls who, like, I feel are safe in a moment while you're around. I'd be like, hey, I just heard from so-and-so today.
You make me sound crazy. I'm not crazy.
I'm not saying you're crazy. You already said you're crazy multiple times. I'm just adding context. I made you crazy? You blaming me?
To be fair, the last person you was thinking about for a year just got badly cheated on. Remember? You came home, was like, we ain't talked to her in a minute?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, I actually care about people who I cared about at one point. And that's because I have what I like to refer to as like I'm a sap on some level.
You are. He's Mr. Fix It, which is a problem for Mike. He sees somebody broken and a damsel and he needs to like.
That's not true.
Be cast.
It used to be. I see that and I have to like exploit that. Now, and then I grew up and was like, nah, I want to help somebody. I'm actually just trying to be a friend to somebody. And then things will happen and it wouldn't be my fault. I was just being friendly because I'm a nice guy.
You mean things will happen like sex?
Yeah.
I can't do
it. But like, it wasn't my fault. I was just trying to like support you for a moment.
Okay, best man. So, what are your experiences
at this
with jealousy
level? At
the
point in my life, I don't get jealous. I know what it is that I am to you. Plus, I'll kill anybody that try anything,
Mikey,
which is, you know, it's the truth. This is on tape. I can't take it back at this point.
We can edit it out.
Okay, that's fine, but we won't. Jealousy for me now looks like, I don't know, like I ain't get enough of your time for a day. You know what I mean? Like, I've been at work, you've been at work. Now we got to do some more stuff that ain't just, you know, QT. It's not just me and Utah.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, damn, I wish I had that. But that's about it. And I get jealous of our dog.
I really was hoping you won't say that dumb shit. Well, you got me the dog. What you
I
mean?
I did get you the dog.
You love Groot.
Yes.
Why are you jealous of the puppy?
Because you don't be screaming in a high-pitched voice while you rub my chin hair.
Mikey, he's a dog.
I know.
A man.
We just said jealousy is not rational.
Oh, my God.
This shit ain't rational, but.
So you real life jealous of Groot?
I'm not real life jealous of Groot. It just be sometimes.
So yes. Yes?
No, I'm not. I love my dog. I love you. But I also would like high-pitched squealing and chin rubs when you come home from work.
Like, it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. You keep cutting your chin hair so there's nothing to rub.
Look, I'm going to cut my hair soon and then you'll have nothing but beard. Exclusive. I'm cutting my locks. I will not be going into 2019 with hair.
That's what he said. I'm going to cry.
You'll be all right.
No, I'm going to cry.
You'll be all right.
I'm going to, like, weep.
I'm going to go straight Paul Nurse with it and just go bald.
No, you better not.
Yep. Scalp.
Babe, please don't go bald.
Just a little skin
fade. Your head is too big. Your dad's head is a little smaller.
You like my big head?
With the little hair. Absolutely. So.
That's jealousy to us.
Was that boring for y'all? I hope that was entertaining.
I think it was funny to talk about. But, I don't know. We're different in certain ways. And I'm sure that other people experience it in different ways. So. Anybody out there, I guess our engagement this week is if you have had a jealous moment, share that with us. Think about a time you were jealous. Did you confront the person? Did you fight? Did you say nothing?
Did you communicate? How did you compromise? If there was a space to compromise?
Let's put this hypothetical out there. If there was a moment in the future where you started feeling jealousy towards something or someone, would you express that to me?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that it's become really difficult for us. One, to lie to each other. Well, I think we do really well when it comes to certain surprises and certain things, but things that affect us emotionally, I think, or at least it's difficult for me to hide from you. But I think I've done pretty well communicating with you. It's hard for me though, to do so, especially when I think it's crazy, when I think it's irrational, when I think I'm going to have to like hear these words back out loud and realize that it was silly. That's not always fun, but you know, feel how you feel so you can let it go. That's where I am. What about you?
Probably not.
You're not going to say nothing?
I don't know. Because I recognize when something is irrational, it doesn't make sense. Like, I don't want to. It's not that you would make me feel stupid or a little or small, but I would feel a kind of way if I was like, hey, babe, I ain't like the way that you did that or did this happen. And I could imagine, like, your face looking like, nigga, really? Because why wouldn't you? Because I have nothing to be jealous of. I'd probably still say something.
Well, I think that we both, I'm not even just dealing with jealousy, we both have realized that when you're telling somebody you're annoying or you hurt my feelings or you fucked up, they're not going to receive that like, oh, really? That's great. Thank you for communicating. Like, you're going to be pissed off that you pissed somebody off or that your attention wasn't seen. So I think I know that I'm doing my best to try to let you have these human reactions to these human words I'm saying and vice versa. And I would like hope you show the same grace. And you tend to. Like, you can't not tell someone something just because of how they may
That's react. True. And I mean, you know, I know this.
Yeah.
And at this point in this relationship, or just in how I communicate with people in general, it's not something that I can necessarily keep to myself. Like, I have to talk or else I feel a type of way. Like,
right.
Or else the problem, if it continues, it's partially my fault. And you, it's not all on the other person because I ain't say shit either. Right. So I would have to speak up. But yeah,
so you would.
I guess. Yeah.
Okay. So the ultimate thing is jealousy happens.
Still.
But there's a way to express it.
Yes. And love does not equal jealousy.
No.
But you can still feel jealous if you love somebody.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you really don't get jealous?
Well,
I think you get jealous of, like, you don't get jealous of people. I think you get jealous of, you've mentioned this before, work.
Yeah, your work. Like it's time. It's a time thing. We talked in the last episode about
your love language.
Love language. Like shit, you know, I would like some Randy time. I think your time is valuable. And looking back, that was one of the things that I had a problem with before.
Yeah.
I used to get your time.
Yeah.
And if your time is split between me and somebody else, that means, oh, this other person is also important. Or this other thing is also important.
Yeah.
Which is true. You know, work is also still important. And you actually spend more time with me than work. But that's not how you see it, which is why jealousy is irrational.
Yeah.
And it's be like, you know, you ain't got to work.
Just be with me all day.
Be with me all day. Because that'll benefit you and us.
And it won't.
It won't.
Okay.
I don't pay enough.
That's fair. But that's... I'm so sick of you. Fight or flight.
Fight or flight. You ready?
You got one? Because y'all, he was about to give me his fight or flight. I'm like, no.
Look, man, I don't like arguing with my lady.
Yes, you do.
I really don't. I don't like fighting you. I always want us to be on peaceful
That's not true terms. At all. Because if that was the case, you wouldn't do half the shit you do. Like throwing darts at my wall.
I did not throw darts at your wall. I threw it at the dartboard. And my aim was off.
Poking holes all through the wall and through the chair.
You like acting like I'm just walking around with a dart and just stabbing the wall.
That's what it looked like. I'm going to take a picture. Show everybody. That's exactly what it looks like you're doing.
I know my truth. Anyway, fight or flight.
Yes. What is it?
So, I love you. Just say it,
man. I love you, too.
Now, this is not an attack, and I don't want you to take it as one.
So, it's about to be.
A little bit.
Okay.
You told me today, and you brought up multiple times over the course of this relationship, that you would like a hamper for dirty clothes.
Not just dirty clothes. A basket for clothes.
So you just like want a basket just for clothes. A
basket for clothes.
Got you. And you were talking about the cliche black basket that all families have.
Yeah, with the holes in it. You can make a tent and a fort.
Got you.
Kids do the... Yeah.
What is the purpose of this basket?
To hold the clothes when you don't feel like folding them, putting them up.
Oh, so you just want to have like a pile of clothes, but in
a basket.
A trash can looking thing.
Not a trash can. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly what you're talking about. I will.
So what? So what's your beef? Shit.
My beef is we purchased laundry bags.
Mike.
For the purpose of putting dirty laundry and clean. How is it not the same
thing? It don't have the same function. You can't just dump clothes in there. You got to hold the bag. It takes a lot of work.
So you don't want to do the work of putting dirty laundry in a bag or clean laundry
in a bag. Put it in a basket. Put it in a basket.
Or up. Or hanging it or folding it up to put it in the dresser. Are you still looking up a picture of this thing?
Yeah.
I know what it looks like.
Okay. This is for me. Go ahead.
So I'm wondering. I will do this for you. If you can, because my beef right now is that you don't actually put clothes in any space.
Yes.
And I don't believe that if I bought this hamper, you would actually put the clothes in it.
I would. This is exactly what I want. $32.
$32.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Randy.
For 6.
Why?
Maybe we'd never have to put up clothes again. Put it in the basket.
You have to put up clothes.
Put them in the basket.
They don't belong in baskets. This is what we bought dresses for.
Oh.
Oh. You know how long it took me to put that shit together?
What's your fight or flight?
Put your clothes in one area and earn a basket. You got dirty clothes on my side of the bed, your side of the bed, the foot of the bed.
Them clothes on your side of the bed are your clothes.
And they're clean. And you have your dirty clothes mixed in with what I set aside as my clean clothes.
Why are your clothes still on the floor? You getting on me. Why are your clothes still on the floor?
Because I didn't get to put them up yet.
Oh. They've been on the floor for 2 weeks.
They have. And I didn't get to put them up
yet. But you coming for me.
They're all in one area, which again is my point that I'm making.
Did you tell me to iron a basket?
Yes.
I am ironing a fucking basket. I'm ironing one.
You know what?
I want my basket.
My fight.
I've been asking you for this basket since we moved in together.
I got a compromise, baby. You keep your stuff, dirty clothes in one area, clean clothes in one area, and I will get you a basket. Do it for 1 week.
Okay. Yeah. When does week start? When this episode posts?
Yes.
Did you say yesterday?
You already ain't making it. All right. Monday.
Monday. Okay.
So between Monday to the next episode, if you can keep your dirty clothes and your clean clothes separate.
They are separate.
Put them up. So that way you don't have to. If you can just separate them and keep them away from my clothes.
Mike.
You will get
the dirty clothes and all my clothes are separate.
Okay.
They may be on the floor.
Uh-huh.
But so are your clothes.
Okay.
You know what? I'm tired.
Are you?
I am.
See, Jill, you ain't the only one.
I'm tired of your shit.
You tired of my shit? Please put your dirty clothes in one area.
Okay.
Okay. And you will get baskets.
Okay.
I am extending my hand. Randy is shaking my hand.
Mm-hmm.
A gentleman's agreement.
Mm-hmm.
Huzzah.
Huzzah. So.
Just call me Negro.
That's the fight or flight. That's your fight or flight?
That's my fight or flight.
Fine.
Thank you.
Six baskets. Amazon Prime.
I didn't say six baskets.
32. Six baskets.
I'll get you two.
I don't want two.
Okay.
PDA.
You first, baby. Tell me why you love me. Damn.
I love you because I really wanted some fresh toast sticks.
See, we edited it out, but there was a long pause just now.
There was.
Uh-huh.
And you got me some fresh toast sticks. That's not going to be a PDA. God damn it, Mikey.
Come on, baby. Find something deep down. Why do you love me this week?
Why do I love you this week?
This week. I think that'll help us.
We need to narrow it down.
Yes.
Why do I love you this week? I think you've just been very thoughtful. Thank you for that?
I don't think so.
I think you've been very thoughtful in your, like, not just your words, because I know I've thanked you for that, but you've been very thoughtful in your actions. Like, went downstairs, I found my two water bottles filled to the brim with water in the refrigerator, because you know I like my cold water, and you've just been very nice and thoughtful in your actions. The notes that you leave, the little post-it notes, the food you've been making. I don't know, babe. You've just been, like, making me feel like I'm a good person that deserves to be loved on.
You are all of those things.
And I really appreciate you because I know that you're tired and thoughtful things take like thought and you need and that is hard to do. And you know, you've really been, you haven't been complaining about much and you've just been.
Not much.
You haven't been complaining about much. Outside of these clothes. Yeah.
I had to. You forced me a segment in here for complaints. That's the only thing I got.
Like I said.
Okay.
So, yeah. I just really appreciate you, babe. Like, I see you, and I recognize that you love me, and that you are doing your best to make me feel loved, even though we are 2 years in, been together 10 years, and, you know, maybe you don't really have to. Maybe I should know. But you keep treating me like this is new, and we just started, and I really appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you. I can't speak for everybody, but I think that's important. I think I should continue doing the stuff I had to do that got you. And then some. Or else, what's the point of, like, being with one person?
I know. It'd be kind of lame.
I don't want you feeling like you're missing out. So, yeah. You get the foot rubs and, you know, I replace the toilet papers and, you know.
We do need new tissue soon.
And soap. We running out. So, yeah, I got you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
How about you?
You? I'm thankful for something very recent.
What did I do?
We had been on a cleanse.
Oh.
I want to say it's been like a month and a half. And I walked in the house just now. And Randy is standing there. All black. My girl fine. With a Corona in her hand. It was like ice cold. I loved it. And you gave me this Corona with the cap off. And it was like, here. And you thanked me. It'd be the small things, babe.
And he was like, nah. And I was like, drink the fucking drink.
And I said, yeah, I'll take it.
It's like, drink the beer.
And I took two big ass gulps. And I was so happy. I got Heineken in the fridge that I still ain't got to touch yet. I really appreciate it. Because I have been coming back from working, you know, like I be working days and I was like, I really want a beer, but I never go do it.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to, you know, drink less. Life.
Yeah.
And do better. But damn it if I ain't need a beer today. So thank you.
I could feel it, babe. My spidey senses.
You got spidey senses?
Went now? Off and I was like, get Nike a beer.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Let's end this off, baby.
All right. So, y'all, be sure to check out our website, blackmillennialmarriage.com.
We are still on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Podcasts.
Podcast now. Yeah. So, we're not on Google Play anymore. Or, like, we are, but they're not updating because Google Play has a different, like, podcast app, and it's Google Podcasts. It's a whole different app. You download it in the App Store if you have an Android.
They're a little extra, but...
It's functional. I like it.
Good.
But I also really like CastBox, too, which is another downloadable app.
So, yeah, Android. Add that, too. If you have friends who you're trying to suggest it to and they don't have iPhones, they got options.
Yeah, and you can also listen to our episodes on our website from your phone or from your computer.
Subscribe to our newsletter. If you have not yet, then you are way behind the times.
Yeah, I know we said that we're going to give everyone a gift this month, but that may be pushed back to next month. But
because August is heavy with stuff.
Yeah. So that's
my mother-in-law's
bad.
Graduating. And
my birthday.
My wife's birthday. And we just got stuff happening in August. So, like, I think that's the best month to, like, celebrate
with everybody. Yeah. So this month, it may just be one person. But, yeah. So next month, it will be everybody. But, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So follow us on social media.
On Instagram, we are
Black Millennial Marriage.
On Facebook, we are
Black Millennial Marriage Podcast.
And on Twitter, baby,
Black Mill Mare Pod. Now, y'all, the Twitter still need help.
If you want to run the Black Millennial Marriage Twitter, hit me up.
No, you can't give that up.
Just speak how you think.
We got
speak.
Like 55 followers,
which is a lot.
Considering the fact that Mikey don't be on there after I have begged.
I've been trying. I don't have thoughts to share like that.
Yes, you do.
I do be having some gems. I don't know how to tweet no more. Last time I tweeted was
you
like...
You having some Twitter anxiety.
2012, my guy.
You have Twitter anxiety.
I do.
You just got to go on there and not think. I'm telling you.
If I do that, we're going to get in trouble. We're going to lose a following.
Well, we'll gain some, too.
That's true. I don't think you want that. But all right. I'll just go and start
just
talking.
Just be yourself.
No problem.
I know it's hard, especially online when... I mean, the concept of Twitter is still odd for me on my own personal Twitter because I'm like, people think on here and they think, and they like real concise with these 280 characters.
I don't know that I care that much about like the opinions of others. This is more so, and which is part of
the
problem.
No, not opinions. Just, I just be like, you really on here uninhibited.
Yeah.
Like, it's some stuff. Maybe you shouldn't tweet.
And that's the stuff I tweet.
Right. And that's the stuff that people like. So, you know, just
try it out.
I'm
in a relationship now. All my tweets now are like inspirational and like shitty.
You can say that, but make sure you say it's you so that nobody thinks it's me.
Done.
Thank you again for listening, y'all. Be blessed.
Don't settle.
Fight clean.
Peace. If you dig in what I'm saying, we could go deeper. I dig it. You dig it. I dig it. You dig it. I dug it. We're good soil. I hope you love it. I love it. I got no upper, but none above it. I focus on what the funk.